The Delaware Center for Inland Bays has finished building the state's first artificial oyster reef. It is the first of three planned in Delaware, part of a larger effort seeking to increase shellfish life in state waterways to filter the water and reduce excess nitrogen. In this week's Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Nick Schellino speaks with the center's Science and Restoration Coordinator, Marianne Walsh, about the multi-agency collaboration to clean Delaware's water.
This oyster reef that we just installed is part of a larger oyster enhancement program that's being managed by the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays and involves a lot of partners throughout the state. We're trying primarily to work to restore the population of wild native oysters in the Inland Bays. And they've disappeared over the years due to disease and pollution. But it's very important to restore their populations because of their tremendous ability to filter water, improve water quality, and all of the aquatic habitat that native oyster reefs provide for fish, blue crabs, and other aquatic organisms.
How big is this thing? How many shells are we talking about?
Yeah, this particular reef is the first of three pilot research reefs that the Center for the Inland Bays is going to be installing into both Rehoboth Bay and Little Last Woman Bay. The reef that was just installed is in Little Last Woman Bay, and the other two reefs will be similar in size. The reefs are about 10 feet wide by 40 feet long, and they're built up with recycled oyster shell to a height of around a foot to a foot and a half, depending on the location. And those reefs are then seeded with young oysters that were raised by community volunteers who are part of our oyster gardening program. Those oysters were planted on top of the recycled shell, and then everything was held in place by coconut fiber mesh placed over top of the shell to keep it from drifting away until natural processes can cement it in place.
Can you tell me about the ongoing study of these reefs as time goes on and more oysters grow?
The purpose of these three pilot research reefs was primarily to determine where are the best places to put larger reefs so that they'll have the best chance of survival. So it's very important that we monitor these reefs over the next couple of years to see how well do the oysters that are there grow, how well do they survive, are they healthy, and are they reproducing? Because ultimately we want to have reefs that are self-sustaining, where the oysters continue to reproduce and the oyster reefs become larger on their own. So we don't really know which places in the bays are most suitable for that at the moment. And we also don't know for sure which kinds of techniques are going to work best to establish successful reefs. So we're going to be monitoring the oysters, the health and the growth of the oysters on these reefs. And we're also doing some monitoring of the fish and other organisms that use the reefs, because these reefs do provide a lot of really high quality and essential habitat for young fish and blue crabs and other types of organisms.
Okay, so you got the first one built, and then there's two more pilot reefs coming, and you did say earlier that this is part of a bigger project. Can you give me the wider scope, the long-term goals?
Sure.
And what else you're planning to do?
So we worked over the past couple of years on a shellfish enhancement action plan for the Inland Bays, and the first component of that plan was a scientific study that did mapping of the areas in the bays that we felt probably were most suitable for establishing oyster reefs. And those maps were based upon salinity, water quality characteristics, bottom type. We wanted the first reefs to be close to public lands rather than private lands so that they would have minimal impact on waterfront property owners. And we also took a look at other considerations like proximity to boating channels because we didn't want to interfere with any kinds of other activities going on in the bays. So once we created those maps that showed what we felt were the best places to put the reefs, we chose these three spots for the initial pilot reefs. And then once we get the data back from those, we'll be working with the state and other partners to expand to larger reef projects. So this is one component of our oyster restoration project. And other components involve our oyster gardening program, where we're recruiting waterfront property owners to be volunteers to raise the oysters from small spat to about an inch in diameter. Those oysters then are pulled from their baskets, and we use them in restoration projects like living shorelines and artificial oyster reefs. We also collect used oyster shell from about 24 or 25 different restaurants in the watershed at the moment. We collect approximately 4,000 bushels of used oyster shell each year. And those shells are taken to a location in the Delaware Seashore State Park, where they're cured in the sun for about 6 months. That removes any residual meat in the shells. It disinfects them. Then we can bag them or collect them in other ways to put into our restoration projects. So currently we're using them in these three pilot reefs. We're proposing to do some additional reefs in the next couple of years, some small ones to continue our research. And we also have several living shoreline projects where we use that recycled oyster shell to stabilize shorelines. And again, it creates nice habitat, and hopefully eventually native oysters will recruit themselves onto those shells and start building up some reefs right along the shorelines. So basically it's a program that sort of takes the oysters from their juvenile stages right up through adults, and then once they're collected from the bays eventually to be eaten, then we'll collect those used shells, we'll put new oysters on them, put them back in the bay. So it's sort of a full life cycle type of program. And the new oyster farming industry in the Inland Bays is also a component of this whole shellfish restoration effort. It's an important component because those oysters that are being farmed by the aquaculturists are themselves filtering water every day. One oyster can filter on average about 50 gallons of water a day. So all of those farmed oysters are cleaning the water, and they're creating lots of nice habitat for fish and shellfish too. So that whole, the aquaculture industry is also an important component of the shellfish program in the bays.
In what kind of measurable way do you expect this to benefit the area waterways?
Well, we expect over time, if we can get enough native wild oysters established in the bays, that we'll see very demonstrable changes in the water quality. Those oysters are removing sediments from the water. They're removing a lot of nitrogen from the water. And excess nitrogen in the water is one of the primary water quality problems in our inland bays. It results eventually in algae blooms and in low oxygen levels in the bays. So cleaning up the excess nitrogen in the water is a very important goal of all of the water quality projects that we're involved in. We are monitoring water quality near the reefs that we're researching right now. We have instruments out in the water to look at the clarity of the water, the oxygen levels, and we'll be taking some samples to measure nutrients and sediment removal as well. But there's a whole water quality monitoring network throughout the inland bays that's run by the state of Delaware, by the University of Delaware Citizens Monitoring Program, and some specialized monitoring that's done by the Center for the Inland Bays. And we can track that monitoring data over time, and hopefully within the next few years, as we get more and more oysters in the bays, we'll start to see some noticeable changes in the water clarity and oxygen levels in the bays, especially nearby and where we have oysters established.
All right, Marianne, is there anything else you'd like to add that we didn't go over? Anything I neglected to ask?
Well, one thing that's important to note is that these research reefs that we're establishing, they are not intended to raise oysters for human consumption. They're a research project. There is no harvesting of oysters allowed from those reefs. And they are being monitored. They're well marked with a couple of PVC poles so that boaters can avoid hitting them. But we want to make sure that people understand that we're not raising oysters for market with these reefs. These are totally devoted to being a restoration project and a water quality project.
Oh, that's a little bit disappointing.
Well, eventually.
Okay.
We have plenty of farmers that are getting started raising oysters for consumption, and they're doing a great job of it.
Thanks to Delaware Center for the Inland Bays Science and Restoration Coordinator, Marianne Walsh, and our Nick Shalino for enlightening us this week.